What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Bat Flip, where we discuss everything baseballs. I'm Len Raby. With me, Deuce Thomas. Tennessee takes down Georgia this weekend. I don't really want to talk about Friday. We will. I don't really want to talk about it. But everything after that was a pretty smooth sailing. They actually outscored you on the weekend because of Friday. But you're able to kind of almost even that with the win on Saturday, just kind of winning a shootout. And then Sunday, you just blank them. So a lot of weird baseball this weekend, but Tennessee gets a series win, and you got to be feeling good about it. Before we get into everything, I do want to mention our good friends at Aguani Farms Golf Course. Aguani Farms ranks among the most popular Knoxville area golf courses to host golf events, outings, and tournaments. The course offers a wide range of challenge and playability for golfers of all skill levels. Book your tee times today online at aguanifarmsgolf.com or by phone at 865-970-7132. Guys, go check them out. Deuce, we feeling good?
Yeah, we feeling good, baby. Kidding me?
Yeah, it was just a lot of fun this weekend with I mean, you thought going into it, like, it was going to be a lot of home runs, and we got that. I just can't wrap my head around what happened Friday to us and what happened on Sunday to Georgia. Just no clue about either one of those circumstances.
Yeah, I never thought, especially after Friday, that we'd see a game like we did on Sunday. I love it. Mm-hmm. Shout out Xander.
Shove
it, baby.
Yeah, friend of the pod. Love it. Yeah, shoving it, 7 Ks, and struck out Charlie Condon twice.
Oh, they just didn't have an answer for him.
They didn't. I don't know if it was just like, because on Saturday you got Beam, then you got Kirby, then you got Nate Snead hitting 101 on the gun, and then you go Xander, and then you go Nate Snead again. I mean, they were just all out of whack. They had no clue what to do. But yeah, it was fun. I thought on Saturday you were going to get a – when they – so we were up 3-0 because Dylan Dreiling hit a 3-run home run. And then in the third inning, they score 7 runs. And we're like – I'm like, oh, God, are we going to get beat in 7 innings? Now, I do love a short baseball game. But I'll take a 3-hour and 45-minute baseball game if we're winning like we did on Saturday. That was fun.
Oh, 100%. I'll watch 6 hours worth.
Yeah. I mean, two grannies, one from Dylan Dreiling and one from Dalton Bargo. And I do want to mention some guys that really impressed me this weekend. Dalton Bargo and Dylan Dreiling, two of them. Kavaris Tears, another one. Love what we saw from Kirby and Xander and Nate Snead. Another guy, Reese Chapman.
Yes.
Yep. I thought he played really well. I thought Hunter Ensley came in and played well. Had a couple hits today and had a big catch out in the outfield that it was able to end the inning and get you out of some trouble. I mean, that was fun to watch. You had Blake Burke tying the career home run record. I mean, there's tons of it took everybody. You know, that saying, it takes a village. It seemed like it was taking a village. This weekend, and Tennessee was able to put together two really good games to get this series.
Yeah, no, like you talked about it a little bit ago on Saturday. Yeah, they score the 7 runs, and you think, oh my goodness. But then we turned it around, and just bats came alive and kind of stayed alive throughout the rest of the series. So great series win. Love beating Georgia in anything. But yeah, overall. With the other sad news, it's a series win, and you love it. You'll take it, and we'll roll on to next week.
Yeah. Georgia's they're a weird team for me. I mean, I know their record's strange. You know, they swept Alabama. They got swept by Kentucky. They poured on Tennessee on Friday, and then they hit well on Saturday, and then Sunday they only had 6 hits. But watching that game Saturday live, I was like, dude, this team absolutely rakes. I mean, 1-9. They're really good with 2 strikes. It seemed like everything they hit was on a barrel hard somewhere. Charlie Condon, I mean, I know you're there to watch the games, but if you're just a casual baseball fan, I mean, that guy is probably going to be a major league all-star
at
some point. That dude's a freak. Yeah, Tennessee was able to kind of hold him off, hold off that lineup, and outscore him on Saturday, get things going with, you know, when you get runners on base, that's the main thing is, like, can you get those guys in? And Tennessee, like, I don't know what it is, but it seems like when we get guys on base, we swing for the fences. And it works out a lot because we have a lot of good hitters in that lineup. So that's – it's fun to see, like, when you get the bases juiced, you just have a guy just go up there hacking and not getting a ton of strikeouts and, you know, pop flies. Like, you're hitting it hard somewhere and giving yourself a chance. Now, there was a few cases this weekend where you hit it hard. Like Friday, you had 10 hits, but it seems like every time you got something going, like, they would make a really good play or we would just have a bonehead mistake. There's some errors in there. So it just seems like you just couldn't really gain any momentum in that game to get things going.
Yeah, and I think it talks a lot about our team is coming back from a game like that. I mean, you start a series and you get shelled 16-2. That hurt. That bothers you, especially on Fridays where that was kind of the first bad outing you've got out of Causey.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been slinging it. And, you know, kind of got roughed up. And it's going to happen in SEC play, especially a team like Georgia. You're going to see a bunch of teams that just are good sticks. And it happens. It's a bad loss. But you came back and you took the other two and you won the series. That's huge. That says a lot about your team.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned them kind of shelling Causey there. Then they come out and rough up Beam a little bit. Now, I know there was an error in there that helped keep that inning alive in the third. But, yeah, that you're sitting there after that third inning, you're like, dude, they just, like, got two of our best pitchers out of the game pretty quick. So you're thinking, oh, who do we have? I mean, the bullpen has been a question mark. It was like that on Friday. You know, Derek Schaefer gives up 5 runs. Matthew Dallas gives up 2 runs. That's you're like, oh, I mean, those are two like best freshman arms. Who else do you go to? You go to Kirby, and it just seemed like it just fit into place. It was that perfect Tetris thing where it just fit right in there perfectly, where Tennessee was able to get some runs. Kirby pitched 5 great innings. Gave up 3 runs, but Tennessee was scoring the way they were scoring. It didn't matter. You know, they got that big inning in the third, and then they got a 2 Charlie Condon home runs. And other than that, like, Tennessee took care of business.
Yeah, Kirby came in and just, you know, like you said, he just took care of business. We were scoring runs, but he continued to, you know, pitch for the batters. I think he had just – maybe a couple strikeouts. So it wasn't like he was just mowing them down. But, you know, throwing the ball in the zone, letting us make plays. And like you said, I mean, you're scoring runs like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah. And he was all like with a mustache like that, you always kind of live life on the edge a little bit. He was giving up some hits, but he was getting out of jams left and right. You know, it nothing like hurt you. Right. He didn't give up any huge innings where you had to come back from it. So, I mean, props to him for doing that. Also, props to Tennessee for not kind of mailing it in. I'm not going to say they did that on Friday, but it's easy to get down that much and just be like, okay, we'll try again on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's just human nature. Just be like, F it. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, props to that team for not giving up, and you know they caught a little bit of momentum there, get the bases juiced, and you know, you let Dylan Dreiling get a hold of one, he's gonna make you pay for it every time.
Dude, shout out to you though, getting a little cameo action.
Oh, yeah. I just had to get there, man.
Dude, I love it.
I just felt something was about to happen, so I just wanted to stay right in that spot and not leave before I went back to my seat.
Man. Got fired up.
Oh, dude.
I wish in real time I'd have know, like, I'd have noticed it was you, because every time I look to see if I can, like, catch a glimpse of you and see, you know, kind of the celebration. Usually it's like, you'll celebrate a little bit, and then it's like, bam, straight to the tweets.
Yeah, I love some – I do some high fives and some hugging, and then I usually get on Twitter a little bit to let everybody else know what I just saw. But, yeah, got to enjoy that one a little bit. I mean, as soon as he left his hand, I think I was going to swing at it too. I mean, that was just a meatball.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all-around good weekend. Sunday is just – I'm just so mind blown, and not because Xander pitched a really good game, because I think he did that last weekend. But the fact that Georgia just
didn't have an answer at all.
Did they
show up?
Did they just forget their bats? Like what happened? And I think a lot of them, like, it's kind of like us last year, where it's like top of the lineup doesn't produce. Man, we're struggling.
You're hurting. Yeah.
And I feel like hitting is very contagious with, you know, us. It was contagious with Georgia. You know, you don't have Collins and Condon hitting the ball well. I feel like everybody's like, oh, God, like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And that's just seemed like it was the case. They were just so off balance up at the top that it just made everybody that same way.
Yeah, no, 100%. But yeah, I mean, just again, I mean, Xander just, I mean, he threw well last week, but man, and I've got my notes right here, and I just put Xander .. dog.
Dog.
Like, I mean, he just went out there and he was just a dog. And that's a huge series win after how Friday went. Because I know we were sitting there at the golf course and you're like, do you know the score of the baseball game? I was like, I don't. And you told me, I was like, oh no. And then Saturday's game starts, and you're thinking, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turned it around, and you win the series. And winning series in the SEC, I mean, that's huge. That gets you to postseason and further on down the line.
Yeah, and, you know, with teams struggling on the road, you definitely want to win all you can at home. So, yeah, the way Friday night happened, you just wanted to make sure you got back on track and didn't let it defeat you for the whole weekend.
And that's big because we've got a lot of young guys. Yeah. And I mean, it's tough to even want to play after getting beat like that the next day. And then you go out and you take care of business, and Sunday you really take care of business.
And doing that all without Billy Amick, like that's tough. And maybe Friday has something to do with that. Just not having that guy, like you've had a pretty consistent lineup from 1 through 6, for most of the year. And so not having that 3-hole hitter that's almost batting .400 with 10 home runs and, you know, 20-ish RBIs, that's hard to come out there and figure that out. And you have guys in different spots, you know, it just a little bit, just not comfortable. So hopefully he's back soon. And, you know, Tennessee is one – now two series, and they're missing probably their ace or 1A, 1B in their ace, and their probably best overall hitter in Billy Amick.
Yeah, and I think one of the saddest things is you don't get to hear the stroke at least 4 times a game.
I know, man.
Him come out, man.
It's hard to get that place fired up when you're not clapping like that, for sure.
I mean, great song anyways, but after he started that, every time I get in the car, I got to fire it up at least once.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially you're about to tee off on the golf course. You start to fire that up.
Oh, even if you just you're on your way to work, it's like, man, I'm really not feeling it. Turn on the stroke, crank it up, get you a few claps in, you're good. Mm-hmm. It's better than a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. And it don't matter what you do off the tee box at that point. You're just
fired up.
Yeah. Tee it up and rip it.
Yep.
Another person I want to mention is Blake Burt.
Yep.
Rockets. I mean, that's all he just hammers the ball. And 40 career home runs, like, he's done it so quick that it just seems like it's not real. Like, you're like, Evan and Luke were here forever. Yeah. And they get to that point. And here he is like, oh, I'm just in the middle of my junior season and about to absolutely crush this home run record. Yeah, it was awesome for him to tie it. I'm sure he will get that record here soon. And, you know, at some point, I think Christian Moore will be right behind him, 1 and 2. So, but you said Christian Moore was coming after it. So he's got a little bit more catching up to do.
I did. And maybe I was trying to fire Burke up because I'm sure he watches okay. this.
Well, yeah, a little reverse psychology there.
Yeah, I'm sure okay. he's like, you know, every Monday he's like, man, I got to see the bat flip. I got to listen to these guys. Yeah. So, yeah, I was just trying to get him fired up.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Hey, keep doing it. Whatever you're doing, do it.
Hey, I'll do it.
Tears is another guy, dude. He is so fun to watch in the box. He doesn't strike out a lot at all, which is nice. Usually, like some power hitters, you get a lot of swing and miss stuff. He's not striking out a whole lot.
He's bad. I mean, he just battles till you make a mistake. Yeah. And you got to go pick it up out of the parking lot.
Yeah. He's a tough out for sure. And he had another phenomenal weekend. He's had a great season so far. I mean, he's been a bright spot. It's crazy to think, like, you see all these guys like Blake Burke and Christian Moore, Dylan Dreiling, like, they had an impact their freshman year. It is really cool to see another guy in this program where he redshirts his freshman year, has an okay sophomore year. You know, didn't see him a ton, but in, you know, different cases you did. And then he's an everyday player, and he's just a freaking stud. I mean, that tells you a lot about the talent you have in your program, number one, to be able to keep him off the field. And then the development of him to, you know, we can't really use him his freshman year. Let's redshirt him, keep him here. And then his junior year is just complete turnaround. And you're like, oh, my God, like, this dude's a freak. And you have guys like – I mean, I had two guys sitting in front of me that were scouts that were, you know, every time he got up to bat, I mean, they were paying attention.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's going to get a lot of attention because of the athlete he is, and obviously that power just translates to the MLB.
Oh, yeah. And it says a lot about him as a person sticking around, mm-hmm. especially how it is, you know, you can leave and – I mean, he could have left and went and played and started at majority of D1 schools when he was here.
Yeah.
So to stick around and get your opportunity, it's like a Trey Lipscomb thing. And look at him now.
Yep.
First
home run today.
Dude, shout out. That's awesome.
Or yesterday, sorry.
I hate it's with the Nationals just because I'm a big Braves fan, but I'm going to root for him. Same with Gilbert when he comes up with the Mets. I'm going to root for him.
Yeah, that's a tough one for you.
It's tough. let's just hope they kind of the team kind of sucks, so it doesn't really matter. But they just have like unbelievable years.
Okay, that's they get traded to a better team.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But hopefully it's not the Dodgers.
Yeah.
If it's the Dodgers, I'm out.
God. Yeah, really awesome to see Trey Lipscomb have, you know, get called up. It sucks that it was kind of it was the most Tennessee thing ever. I mentioned this on More Important Issues. Where you have one VFL break their thumb or stub his or have something wrong with his thumb where he has to miss time. And Nick Senzel and then Trey Lipscomb gets called up. So it's a little, you know, VFL versus VFL thing there. But, you know, awesome to see Trey get his opportunity and, you know, make the most of it so far. And, you know, we'll see where he's able to go. If, you know, I think a lot of Nationals fans wanted him.
Yeah,
to have that starting second base role. Now Nick Senzel's hurt, so he's now at third base. But Duke can play a lot of positions in the infield, and that's why he was so highly regarded coming out of college. You know, the bat's there, but he can also play a lot of positions and help your team that way too. Also, the Nationals kind of suck. So
yeah. But yeah, no, you were saying that a bunch of the fans were wanting him. I know I was reading. under some Twitter stuff when he wasn't originally called up, and they were kind of confused about it. Did you see the video of how they, like, how the skipper told them he was going to the show?
I didn't see that.
It was kind of, I don't know, I usually like him. It was cool, but kind of lame at the same time.
Yeah.
They, like, did this random drawing as, like, all right, whoever's name I draw out of this hat gets their own room on, like, on this next road trip. And he draws his name, and everybody was like, oh, man, like, of course this guy gets it. And he was like, yeah, you're getting your own room because you're going to be you're going to the big show. So, I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't as cool as some of the ones you've seen.
Gosh, it yeah. wasn't like break your heart kind of.
The sentimental. Guy, he was like an older manager, so he's probably like, he kind of hated doing stuff like that anyways.
Yeah, that PR team kind of made him do something. He was like, oh, God,
yeah,
another one of these.
Yeah, it's like when your wife makes you take like 60 pictures at Easter Sunday services. So, another one. Come on now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into MVPs real quick. You got the floor this time.
Okay. I'm just going to go old reliable because he's been doing it. He continues to do it. I'm going Dylan Dreiling again.
Okay.
And if you don't go with this next one, I'll probably give a shout out to him as well. But Dreiling just continues to do big things. He comes up in big spots and he never shies away from the moment. What, six for 11, two homers, seven RBIs, which was on Saturday, but still. I mean, what an absolute just fantastic weekend. Nothing's new. It doesn't surprise you anymore. We talked about how he needed to get going kind of earlier in the season, and he's not slowed down since.
Yeah, and if the wind isn't blowing straight in, he probably has three home runs in that game on Saturday.
100%, yeah. Yeah, he's just seeing the ball well, putting up great ABs. And kind of putting the team on his back in situations, and it's huge. I mean, every time he comes up to the plate, you feel like something big's about to happen.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't shy away from the moment by any means
at all.
Guy for me, I got to go with my boy Xander Seacrest. Oh, yeah. How can he not? How can he not? I mean, just dominated that Georgia lineup. Six innings, four hits, one walk, seven Ks, no runs. Just a phenomenal performance from our guy. And, he's my MVP this week.
Dude, you definitely need to throw you in about 5 to 10 pieces of that big league chew.
I should, yeah. Actually, I've been chewing it all day just because of him.
How long does the flavor last now? Has it gotten any better?
Yeah, it's better. It's a lot better.
It used to be like two chomps and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a little bit more to it now. It helps. Another guy I want to mention, Dalton Bargo.
Talking about.
Okay. Sorry to steal your thunder there.
Yeah. How dare you? No, go ahead. Go ahead.
But he's a guy like you lose Billy Amick for this weekend. You needed to get him back in the lineup somehow. And I know he was dealing with a hamstring issue, but comes back and plays a great third base, and I feel like he can play a lot of different positions. He's played catcher some, he's played third, he's played, I think, first some, he's played outfield. I mean, he's kind of been all over the place, DH a lot. But he's a guy that you need the bat in the lineup because he can absolutely rake. And that Oppo home run he hit on Saturday was, I mean, that was on a line, and it was like, oh, is it getting out? Is it going to be foul, fair? Is one of those, like, you just kind of, like, tense up, and you're just waiting for the umpire to announce it, and yep. When he points inside that line, oh, that place erupted.
Yeah, no, it's huge him being able to fill in so many different positions. Mm-hmm. But like you said, no, you need to have his bat in the lineup. Just a solid weekend.
Yeah.
Batting 400 for the weekend, a couple home runs, five RBIs. Just excited to kind of continue to see him. I think you're going to see more and more and more of him.
Yeah. I'm interested to kind of see exactly how that works out when Billy Amick does come back. You know, Robin Villeneuve has struggled a little bit as of late. Cannon Peebles has struggled a little bit. I thought Cal Stark had a pretty good weekend at the plate.
Yeah.
Also made some plays at catcher that, you know, really helped this team. But yeah, is Reese Chapman, is he got a role? You know, I guess when Bargo does, or when Amick does come back, who does that push out? I don't know. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I think Hunter Ensley played a good outfield this weekend, you know, pretty good ABs. Dean Curley's your shortstop. I like Ariel Antigua at shortstop. I just think you got to have that bat going a little bit more. And I don't think you're kicking out Dean Curley right now because of the bat. So,
yeah. I mean, if unless Curley just starts booting, you know, a couple balls a game, I don't see why or how you could, you know, pull him out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Now, Antigua, yeah. That boy can field. Mm-hmm. I mean, what game was that? The midweek game this week?
Yeah, Tennessee Tech.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Dude came out and made like 5 or 6 web gems. I'm just like,
yeah. Damn. I think he had 9 assists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they weren't, they weren't routine. I mean, there was a few routine, but majority of them weren't routine.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a vacuum and
it's kind of crazy because, like, if he's not, you know, having some injury issues and he's fielding like that and you may be hitting decent, do you see Curley?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what's kind of – it's kind of crazy.
I mean, it's a great problem to have because I do think a lot of teams don't have that where they have a guy that you can go to and not really miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Billy Amick, I mean, you scored 16 runs on Saturday. You scored 7 on Sunday. I mean, you missed the bat, but at the same time, like, it didn't hurt you too much. Now, what does Georgia's lineup look like if Charlie Condon is out? It probably looks a lot different. They're not scoring as many runs.
Looks like Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I want to know. When they pitched him the first time, I was like tensed up. I was like, no, not again. Yeah, got it done. Great weekend. Anything else before we kind of close out of here?
No, I don't think so. I think we kind of hit everything. Like we said at the beginning of the show, it's a big series win after how Friday started.
Mm-hmm.
So what? No midweek game this week. I think we go just straight to Auburn.
That's right. Yep.
At Auburn, correct?
At Auburn, yes.
So yeah, go down there, take care of business, come back, and we've got. Is that when LSU comes to town?
Yeah, LSU is the next series. Yeah.
I didn't realize. I was looking at the standings today. They've kind of been ass in SEC.
LSU, yeah, they got beat by Florida, and then they got swept by Arkansas this weekend.
Well, that's two tough teams, so I guess you can't look into it too much. They'll come to Lindsey Nelson looking like an absolute all-star team.
Oh yeah, $1 million. I did want to look at Auburn real quick. They're 1-8 in the SEC, 16-11 on the year. So far, they're not great, but a lot of people were thinking they were going to be really good coming into the season. I guess it's just conference play is a different animal.
It is, and you can't go into any series, taking a team lightly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, up and down the SEC is just unreal.
They have played Vanderbilt, Arkansas, and A&M. Okay, that's tough.
So it's, yeah, tough slate.
Yeah, so their one win was against Arkansas on Sunday. They already lost the series. They got swept by Texas A&M. The Saturday game, which was the third game of them this week, they lost in the 12th inning in College Station. So been a rough go for them, but I guess it doesn't get much easier with Tennessee coming to town. So hopefully we're talking about a win next week, and then it's going to be all about LSU. So if you don't have tickets to that, you'll have to take out a loan to get some. So
yeah,
go ahead and do that now. That's go ahead and get pre-approved. All right, guys. Well, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week, and have a good week.